Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country as well. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now. So we have a pretty cool update when it comes to the city of Atlanta and what could be coming back to, I'll more so say, the state of Georgia, because it's not necessarily the city of Atlanta, but Atlanta will still claim it, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm getting at is hockey, an NHL franchise. That's right. One could be coming back to Atlanta, or really the city of Forsyth in Georgia. But Georgia could be getting an NHL franchise back. That is what we're getting at here. So Zach Klein had an exclusive interview with Vernon Krause. And he's really been the main guy behind trying to bring hockey back to Atlanta. And that's pretty interesting to me because, again, obviously the Thrashers were here last. He had the Flames before that. But obviously the Thrashers didn't work out for too long. They had like one playoff season and they got swept in the first round. So it'll be cool to get hockey back here in the state of Georgia, city of Atlanta. Again, will technically be in Forsyth, the gathering at Forsyth, to be specific. But I think it would really tap into an audience that is here. And obviously, they've done their research. A lot of hockey fans in the city of Forsyth. And I think it would also make some people here, including myself, a little bit more interested overall in the game of hockey, because truth be told, I don't know that much about the game of hockey. I know a little bit, barely, but that's because there's no really reason for me to learn it. Like, I don't have to talk about it unless I want to, which I am now. There's no team here to keep up with. And it's not that big of a deal here in Georgia yet, because again, there's no team here and there's no huge market for it to talk about it nationally. But if a team comes here, maybe there will be. If a team comes here, maybe all of our people who are, you know, hockey fans end up popping out the woodwork, and who knows? So it would be really cool. And then plus just another attraction here in the state of Georgia. Would always be fun. I definitely want to go to a game, get me a new sweater. I know that's what they call, I don't call them jerseys in hockey. I call them sweaters, you know. Got to get the terminology right, you dig? But it'll be really cool to see that happen. But as far as what Vernon Krause was saying to Zach Klein, he told Zach that if all goes well, quote, we will be dropping a puck for the 27-28 season, provided the NHL votes to expand and picks Atlanta. So 2027, 2028, if all goes well, if all goes according to plan, that is when we can expect Georgia, again, not necessarily the city of Atlanta being Forsyth, but that's when you can expect your next NHL franchise here in the state of Georgia to be getting active, to be dropping a puck on the ice and getting after it. 2027, 2028. So that is, I found that to be very interesting and very exciting, very fun news. Because again, I do think there is a market here for it. And I do think it can be successful here in Atlanta. I mean, we saw the sellout the other night for what? That was the Gladiators, I believe, right? So people want to go. People want to go to the games. People want to experience hockey here in the state of Georgia, city of Atlanta. So I think it'll be successful here. Obviously, the team has to be good, but I think off the bat, it'll get the support it needs. Hopefully, the team gets built the way it's supposed to be built, and you get good ownership. You get a good front office. You obviously got to get good players. And can make some shake here in the city of Atlanta, or again, city of Forsyth, whatever you want to call it, state of Georgia, when it comes to an NHL team again. So exciting news there coming out of the NHL world. Georgia could be getting a team sooner rather than later. As soon as 2027, 2028 season, there could be games, NHL games, played by a franchise here in Georgia. So we'll see what happens. But I want to bring you that piece of news. Also, I want to let you know that the Atlanta Hawks looks like they dodged a bullet when it comes to Jalen Johnson. They gave us an update on Jalen yesterday. So Jalen Johnson left. Obviously, it was Wednesday night's game, but they put this out yesterday, so they said last night's game. But Jalen Johnson left Wednesday's game with a right ankle injury. X-rays taken at State Farm Arena were negative. That's good news. And he has been diagnosed with a right ankle sprain. He is not going to travel for the team's game tonight against Memphis. His status is day-to-day. And they also gave an update on Kobe Bufkin. He's dealing with a left big toe injury. He underwent an MRI Monday in New York and had a follow-up examination with Hawks team physicians last night. That was Wednesday at State Farm Arena. He has been diagnosed with a left big toe sprain. And Buffin's going to be in a walking boot. And he's going to be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days. His status will be updated as appropriate. And Onyeka Okongwu has transitioned out of a walking boot with his left big toe sprain. Man, these left big toes tweaking, man. Y'all protect y'all left big toes out there, Hawks. Left big toes taking too many L's right now, taking too many knocks. But Kobe Bufkin going to be in a walking boot. Onyeka getting out of his walking boot, and Jalen day-to-day with a right ankle sprain. So that is the latest on your Hawks injuries. They also gave an injury report for tonight's game in Memphis. Obviously, Kobe's out, Jalen's out, Onyeka is out, Trae Young out as well. So missing some, obviously, very, very key players. Two starters and one, your backup center. So, look, it's not a great time. It's never a good time for the Hawks to deal with any injuries. But the bright side to this is that Memphis, all of Memphis starters are, like, hurt. Obviously, John Morant is done for the year. I think, what's his name? Brandon. It's not Brandon Miller, I don't think. Is it? No, it's not Brandon Miller. That's the Hornets rookie. But either way it goes. The Grizzlies have all Brandon Clark. I knew it would come to me. Brandon Clark. He's out. I believe Desmond Bane is hurt. So, I mean, the Grizzlies, they are dealing with the injury bug even worse than the Hawks right now. So, Jaren Jackson Jr. is really the only starter who's playing right now. Luke Kennard, he's usually a bench player. He's starting right now. John Conchar, he's in the starting lineup for the Grizzlies. This was for their game. When was this? Last night? Wednesday. This was their game against the 76ers, who they actually beat, by the way, 115-109. But Jaren Jackson, again, is in the lineup. He's a usual starter. Then Luke Kennard's in there. He usually comes off the bench. Their other starters, Santi Aldama, John Conchar, like I said, Luke Kennard, and Vince Williams Jr. I know three of their five starters. I haven't heard of the other two at all, like never in my life. This is my first time I found out they exist. So the Grizzlies are dealing with their own injuries as well. So hopefully the Hawks can get themselves a third win in a row. Hopefully DeJounte continues to play well, continues to facilitate. Hopefully Bogey stays hot. Sadiq Bey, he had 23 points and on 92.9 the game night on Wednesday. Hopefully he can stay hot as well. DeAndre has been very, very good off the bench. Hopefully he can stay hot as well, continue to give good performances off the bench. And hopefully the Hawks can just get a win, stay afloat until Onyeka gets back, stay afloat until Jalen gets back, which hopefully, again, he's day-to-day right now, should be sooner rather than later. Hopefully they can stay afloat and stay in the play-in until Trae Young gets back as well. And just see what you can make happen. Again, I'm at least hoping that they can find a way to get up to the ninth spot, have one of the playing games they'll have to play be at home. The other one will obviously be on the road. Hopefully they can get that eight seed and just see what happens against the Celtics. It looks like they're going to take that number one seed for sure. And you played the Celtics last year and you made it interesting. They took it to six. Obviously this Celtics team this year seems better than the one last year, but who knows? So Hawks at this point are just trying to stay afloat, and we'll see if they can keep doing that tonight again against the Memphis Grizzlies, which you can hear, by the way, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, just like you can hear every single Atlanta Hawks game. Pre-game going to start at 7:30 tonight, and we're going to have tip shortly after 8 o'clock. So, should be a interesting matchup between the Hawks and the Grizzlies. Going to be a lot of bench players, a lot of reserves, especially on the side of the Grizzlies, but definitely for the Hawks too. So, we'll see what happens there. And again, hopefully they can just continue to stay afloat. But when we come back, about 5-6 minutes from now on a Hometown Take, Mark Ross, he is now a NFL analyst for NFL Network, and he also was a former vice president of player evaluation for the New York Giants. He was on the morning shift yesterday, and he talked about the Falcons quarterback situation. He gave an evaluation for this year's quarterback class. And he gave an option. He was asked if Kirk Cousins or Justin Fields would be a better fit for the Atlanta Falcons. His answer may surprise you. It may not. Find out when we come back here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I just saw Georgia State lost in the Sun Belt. Their Sun Belt tournament game yesterday, 86-74. That sucks, but it'll be all right. But anyway, I just saw that, and then I felt like I needed to relay that news to you in case you didn't hear. But anywho, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons, because we continue to discuss who's the best option. Who should the quarterback be? Should we go for a guy like Kirk Cousins, who will be more of a win now type of option? Help us win right away. Help us be contenders immediately. Should we go for a guy in Russell Wilson who probably will do the same thing, probably be a little bit cheaper? Should we go for Justin Fields, who can both help us win now probably and be still our franchise QB? Or should we just clean slate draft a guy? Or should we go after a guy like Baker Mayfield, who kind of falls in between the Russell Wilson, Justin Fields type of choice, where he can be here for at least, he can still be kind of a franchise quarterback for the most part, and again, help us win now as well? So we continue to discuss that. We continue to get perspectives from different analysts, insiders, former athletes, all that. So yesterday on the morning shift, I was telling you, Mark Ross, he is a NFL Network analyst now, but he used to be the vice president of player evaluation for the New York Giants. He joined Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on the morning shift yesterday. And the first piece of audio I want you to hear from him is interesting, because Tiffany asked him if, you know, he was basically, before that, he gave his evaluation to Justin Fields. And I want you to hear that after this one. So we'll let you hear that one in a bit. But after he gave his evaluation of Justin Fields, Tiffany asked, okay, well, you feel that way about Justin Fields. Do you think Kirk Cousins would be a good fit here over Justin Fields? And this is what Mark Ross had to say.
Yeah, when I just compared it to, again, you have plan A, plan B, I would say Justin Fields is the better option for Atlanta. You got a younger guy you know, supreme playmaking ability, or put him with Bijan and Kyle Pitts. Is he still there? And, you know, Drake London. So you put him with those guys and you're like, wow, we got some dynamic. Kurt, like you said, you know what Kurt is. You know he's going to – you kind of know what he's going to give you even at his best, which other teams have kind of said, you know, they haven't gone where they need to go with Kurt. And older guy coming off the injury, it's just a lot more risk with Kurt and a lot more certainty to say, yeah, well, this is exactly what he's going to be, and that might not be good enough. So, you know, if I was down there, if I was a team, I would definitely prioritize Justin. And he won't be as expensive. So let's bring that into the mix where Kirk Cousins has broken the bank numerous times, and I think he'll try to do it again because there'll be some people wanting his services.
There you have it. You heard him say it there. Cut and clear as day. Mark Ross thinks Justin Fields is a better option for the Atlanta Falcons than Kirk Cousins for a couple of different reasons. I think his ceiling is higher. Potential, obviously, is still there to be untapped for Justin Fields. And Kirk Cousins, at this point, you know what he is. And for some teams, that might be good enough. For some teams, that might not be good enough. And he also points out that Justin Fields probably going to be cheaper, which is true because at this point, the fifth-year option for Justin Fields is going to be cheaper than whatever you're going to sign Kirk Cousins to this year. And then even after the fact, unless Justin Fields absolutely goes crazy and has a monster type of season, which if he comes to the Falcons, I hope he does. But even if he comes to the Falcons and, you know, has an okay season, he's probably still going to be cheaper than what Kirk Cousins is going to make this offseason or sign a deal to this offseason. So he is going to be the cheaper option too. Younger, obviously, as well. And again, really, the main thing is there's more untapped potential. He'd be here for longer if he does prove to be a franchise guy. So definitely a lot more pros if, and again, this is a big if, Justin Fields pans out. But my thing is he going to pan out? Is he going to show the Falcons, us Falcons fans, is he going to show us that he deserves to be a franchise quarterback, that he is good enough to be a starting quarterback on a Super Bowl winning team? And that's the big question. Because right now, I'm not sure I've seen all that. Right now, I'm not sure if Justin Fields can be that guy, can be that starting quarterback on a Super Bowl winning team. I'm not sure he's polished enough as a passer to make those big-time throws. I'm not sure if he's an elite processor that Raheem Morris has talked about he wants, to where he can get the ball out quick enough, not hold on to the ball too long, not throw the ball to the other team too many times. But I know Kirk Cousins is an elite processor. I know Kirk Cousins is going to have a good touchdown to interception ratio. I know Kirk Cousins is good enough, in my opinion, to go to the Super Bowl and help the Falcons win a Super Bowl. Now, is he expensive? Yes. Is he going to be here for as long? No. But again, if Justin Fields ain't that guy, then it's not going to matter how Justin Fields not going to be here that long either. So, and again, if Kirk wins the Falcons Super Bowl, I don't care if he's here for 2 years. I don't care if he's here for a year. If he gets the Falcons Super Bowl, it'll be worth it. So those are just things, obviously, you have to think about. And I'm not sure I necessarily agree with Justin Fields being the better option. He's obviously the better option, again, if he pans out and shows that he is a franchise QB. But again, we don't know if he's a franchise QB. At least I don't know. Maybe some of you are convinced, but I'm not convinced yet. So, yeah, he's a better option if he truly shows to be a franchise QB, but I'm not sure that's the case. I know Kirk Cousins is a franchise quarterback. I know Kirk Cousins can help this team win a Super Bowl. So, is he the better option? Maybe, but I'm not convinced to say yes or no yet. So, with that, he obviously thinks Justin Fields is a better option than Kirk Cousins. But he did point out the fact that Justin Fields still has some things to prove. And again, this is why I'm like, okay, you think Justin Fields is the better option, but then when you talk about your evaluation of Justin Fields, you say this.
Yes, so I liked Justin when he came out, and I thought he had a lot of potential, a lot of playmaking, but he did still need a lot of development as not just a pocket passer, but as a passer in general, the feel for the passing game, the accuracy, the touch in the pass game. He has gotten a little bit better at that stuff, but I think that is still there for him to get better. Can he? That's the big question. Can he get better at it? Obviously, Chicago does not think so. He isn't gone yet, but obviously if they take Caleb Williams and move on, then they have the answer to that. Generally, I think the way you see Justin Fields play is kind of what he's still going to be, but that can be good enough with the right sort of situation where he doesn't have to be the hero all the time. And we know he can make spectacular plays with his arm and his legs to kind of win a game. Well, they didn't win a lot of games, but at his best he can. So with that, you know that if he's got other people around him that can, you know, take over the burden a little bit and play great defense, your new defensive coordinator as a head coach, maybe that sort of situation could be a really good spot for him. But if he goes to a place or a team and think, well, Justin, come save us, I don't think that really is his ability and talent level, and I don't know if we'll ever get there. But when you look at the scheme, the landscape of quarterbacks in the league, and you've got your top-tier guys, and you got a bunch of bad dudes, Justin's in the middle there where, you know, you can do certain things with him.
All right. There's a lot to unpack there. And again, this is great stuff by Mark Ross. I'm not saying what he's saying isn't good, but what I am saying is I disagree with some of it. Because on one hand, you just heard him say Justin Fields is a better option than Kirk Cousins. But on the other hand, you hear him say, well, obviously he still needs to become polished as a passer. He's gotten a little bit as a passer, gotten a little bit better with his accuracy, but there's still room for improvement. Okay, well, Kirk Cousins is polished as a passer. Kirk Cousins doesn't need any help with his accuracy. Kirk Cousins' touchdown to interception ratio isn't bad. But Justin Fields is a better option? Okay. Then you say, well, as long as Justin Fields isn't there to save the day, he can be good. And look, no quarterback, probably outside of a Josh Allen, definitely a Patrick Mahomes, is really a quarterback that is capable of saving you the day. Like, those are probably the only two quarterbacks that can save the day. Now, we've seen save the day. Now, Patrick Mahomes, he had his best defense. Patrick Mahomes had the best defense this year that he's had since he's been in the league, and that helped. And that was, to me, honestly, next to Patrick Mahomes, the biggest reason they won the Super Bowl this year and went back-to-back. But still, they got a Patrick Mahomes to help them save the day. Now, I will say this. Kirk Cousins, he's not necessarily helping you save the day either. He can save the day a little bit with his arm, but he ain't doing it with his legs. And I think truly to have a quarterback that can save the day, you probably need a guy that can do both. And Kirk Cousins definitely ain't a runner and a track star. You know what I'm saying? But Justin Fields, he isn't that guy that is going to make a big play with his arm all the time. So, again, when it comes to Justin Fields being a better option than Kirk Cousins, okay, he can run around and buy you time and make plays with his legs for sure. But sometimes you need that guy that can make the big throw with his arm too, and I'm not sure that's Justin Fields yet. So, again, not sure he's a better option than Kirk Cousins. And we also heard him talk about that, again, in the right system, Justin Fields can be really good. Well, that's the question that we want to know from Zach Robinson and Raheem Morris. What exactly is this system going to look like? You think it's going to look something like a Sean McVay type system. Does Justin Fields fit in that type of system? You saw they won a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford is more of a Kirk Cousins than a Justin Fields. Kirk Cousins is more of a Matthew Stafford than Justin Fields is more of a Matthew Stafford. So if we're talking about system and system fits, again, Zach Robinson's system isn't going to be exactly like Sean McVay's. I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is going off of what we know now, probably going to be something like Sean McVay's system. And if that's the case, how is Justin Fields a better option for the Falcons than Kirk Cousins? I'm just trying to break it all down here for you. I'm just trying to put pieces together and make it make sense. Again, obviously I don't know, but I'm just not convinced Justin Fields is the better option. Not saying that he can't be a good player. Not saying he ain't going to level up. Not saying that there's not untapped potential, because I believe there is. But right now, I don't know if he's a better option. Again, he'll be cheaper. He could be here for longer. But that's if he's good enough. That's if he proves he's the guy. We don't know he's the guy yet. I know Kirk Cousins can be the guy. So, we'll see. But I just disagree with Mark Ross there. I don't know how Justin Fields is the better option. I think Kirk Cousins is. So we'll see what the Falcons do. Legal tampering, by the way, starts on Monday. So that is when teams can start negotiating with players. The teams outside of, so like right now, a free agent, that team that they were just with, or the team that they're still technically with, they can talk. Like Kirk Cousins and the Vikings can talk right now. But on Monday, Kirk Cousins will be able to talk to the Falcons and to other teams. Russell Wilson, he's a little bit different because he can talk to whoever he wants now because the Broncos, you know, doing them dirty or whatever. But anywho, legal tampering starts on Monday. Free agency officially starts on Wednesday. Teams can start inking deals with players. So maybe something as soon as next week happens, we will wait and see. But when we come back, you know the vibes. It's a Friday, and that means we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Grillin' Dylan in 5 minutes here on the Hometown Take. Call me right now, 404-726-0929. The number is 404-726-0929. Again, you want to talk about what the Falcons are going to do? You want to talk about the Hawks? You want to talk about music, movies, life? Don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we will do it next. Again, call me right now, 404-726-0929. Taking your calls next on Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Still got a couple minutes, really 2 minutes, kind of, to get your calls in. 404-726-0929. That is before we start taking some calls on Grill and Dylan. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Again, 404-726-0929 is the number if you want to get in the game. A couple of phone lines still open for you to chime in on whatever you want to talk about, whether it's the Falcons quarterback situation. You want to talk about the Hawks. You want to talk about the Braves. By the way, Braves, Money Mike, staying hot. Hit a homer. Happy belated birthday to Money Mike. Hit a home run yesterday on his birthday. Michael Harris this spring hitting 444. That was a Jay-Z album, if none of you guys know, and we just rejoined with some Jay-Z, so there you go. Anyways, Michael Harris hitting 444. That's 8 for 18 this spring with a 1.500 OBS. Dude is killing it in spring training, and he is looking like he's ready to break out this year. Coming into the year healthy, ready to get off to a hot start, and we'll see what Money Mike is going to be like this season, but I expect him to have a good one. Bryce Elder. Also, he had a solid start yesterday. Struck out 6 of the 14 batters he faced. Only giving up one run, which was a two-out solo home run he gave up in the first inning to Masataka Yoshida. So gave up a run, two hits, two walks, but looked pretty solid for the most part. So Bryce Elder, no, it must have felt nice for him to have a good outing, and hopefully he can get back into a rhythm as we continue to see who is going to be that fifth starter for the Atlanta Braves when opening day comes along. But just wanted to give you that quick Braves update. Also, Ron Acuña Jr. took some BP yesterday on the field and was working out with the other guys who didn't end up going to Fort Myers for the game yesterday as well. So, quick Braves update there for you. But, yeah, we can talk about whatever you want. And, matter of fact, let's go ahead and get into it right now. Let's do some grilling, Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. Again, 404-726-0929 is the number. Go ahead and call up now, and we'll get you in here, and we'll chop it up about whatever you want to chop it up about. Let's head out to Ellenwood first and foremost. Let's talk to my guy, Derek, what's going on, baby? How you doing this morning, brother man?
I'm doing great, Dylan. Two quick points.
Yes, sir.
One, you didn't send me the information that you needed because you would have blew up on career day at West Georgia on Monday.
I forgot to tell you I was going out there. That's my bad, Derek.
Okay. Well, two is I'm so excited because the Falcons this time next week will flip their hand. We either sign somebody or we're going to see what we got in the draft.
I think you're right, Derek. I think you're right, man. And I appreciate the phone call as always, brother man. But, yeah, I think some cards will be shown next week because the Falcons, I don't think if they are going to sign somebody, I don't think it'll take too entirely long. But we'll see. But I do think some questions will get answered next week. Because even if the Falcons themselves don't do anything, we might see Baker Mayfield re-sign to Tampa or go somewhere else. We might see Kirk Cousins re-sign with the Vikings or go somewhere else. And even if those places aren't the Falcons, we'll know, okay, well, Baker Mayfield's off the table. We'll know Kirk Cousins is off the table. Or if Justin Fields gets traded, we'll know he's off the table. So I think some cards will definitely be shown, and the Falcons' options will either start to be limited or they'll make their pick on what they're going to do. Or if, you know, everybody gets scooped up, then obviously we'll know the Falcons are going to draft a quarterback. Then it'll be a question of are they going to trade up in the draft or not, or if they're going to stay at 8, and that might not happen until draft night. So we'll see, but good points made there by Derek. But, yeah, I was at West Georgia's Media Day giving back to the youth on Wednesday. That's why I was not in on Wednesday. That's why I didn't do my show on Wednesday, if you heard radio replay. But it was a good time. Always love going back to West Georgia. Obviously, alumni there, or I'm an alum of West Georgia, and love giving back to the youth and doing what I can to just shed some light on the media industry, try and give them some game, try to help them make some connections, one in myself, and then, you know, if I can give some connections to them other than myself, I try to do that same thing as well. So it's a great thing West Georgia does at Media Day, and they have a great just media program overall, mass communications program. So I was happy to go back and be with the youth and chop it up with them, and also see some see some former classmates and whatnot, some people I hung out there while, during my time at West Georgia. So it was fun stuff. But let's head out to Austell and let's talk to my guy, Quincy. Quincy, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. So I wanted to talk about the Falcons. I want them to go ahead and make some moves early. Actually, okay. I think they should go for Russell Wilson.
Okay.
I think
I like
you shouldn't spend all your money in one place. So let's get the bargain guy, get him for cheap this year. Let's see what he could do. Let Russell cook and get some other positions filled. We can get another receiver. I heard, you know, the Chiefs corner still out there. Let's talk to him on day one.
Yeah.
Soon as the legal tempering thing going through, we still need pass rush. So let's do that. Number 8 pick in the draft.
I'm with it.
Let's address the quarterback, get another receiver, maybe corner, and, you know, see where we go from there.
I'm with it, Quincy. I'm with it. I like it. Hey. Quincy's not wrong either. Quincy makes a very good point. Russell Wilson, he's probably the most cheap option, and you get the best of both worlds with Russell Wilson. A guy that can help you win now. He's probably not going to break the bank. So, as Quincy was talking about, you can go get another wide receiver in free agency if that's how you want to go get one. You probably draft one as well, too, anyways, but you're going to get one in free agency. Then you could use that number 8 overall pick on a Dallas Turner or a Jared Verse or whoever. So, I'm with Quincy. Russell Wilson, again, best of both worlds, going to be cheap, but also help you win now as well. All right, let's get our last word in from Joey, who's calling from Lulu. I don't know if that's Lululemon or, you know, I don't think Lululemon's open this early. Joey, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Dylan?
I'm doing good, brother. What's on your mind?
Man, I wanted to talk about the Hawks. I wanted to say that Clint Capela, to me, I don't like to blame this on one person, but I think Clint Capela is the biggest problem with the Hawks.
Yeah, he hasn't been good. He hasn't been good. I think this is definitely, like, more than anything, this has definitely got to be Clint Capela's last season with the Hawks. I mean, it was great what he did when he came here. He came here, obviously, on the start of the back nine of his career, but yeah, them back nine holes is almost done. Clint Capela, like, on his last hole. So, again, it's no shade, just truth. Clint Capela was great in 2021, and he was great since he got here. But, yeah, it's time for us to move on from Clint Capela. So I do not expect him to be back next season. But appreciate all the phone calls. Appreciate Derek. Appreciate Quincy. Appreciate Joey. Appreciate you for tuning in. When we come back, we'll wrap up this week on the Hometown Take, and we'll see what's popping with the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson will join me in the Kia Studios next. We'll wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Still got a couple minutes, really 2 minutes kind of, to get your calls in. 404-726-0929. That is before we start taking some calls on Grillin' Dylan. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Again, 404-726-0929 is the number if you want to get in the game. A couple of phone lines still open for you to chime in on whatever you want to talk about, whether it's the Falcons quarterback situation, you want to talk about the Hawks, you want to talk about the Braves. By the way, Braves, Money Mike, staying hot, hit a homer. Happy belated birthday to Money Mike. Hit a home run yesterday on his birthday. Michael Harris this spring hitting 444. That was a Jay-Z album, if none of you guys know, and we just rejoined with some Jay-Z, so there you go. Anyways, Michael Harris hitting 444. That's 8 for 18 this spring with a 1.500 OBS. Dude is killing it in spring training, and he is looking like he's ready to break out this year. Coming into the year healthy, ready to get off to a hot start, and we'll see what Money Mike is going to be like this season, but I expect him to have a good one. Bryce Elder. Also, he had a solid start yesterday, struck out 6 of the 14 batters he faced, only giving up one run, which was a two-out solo home run he gave up in the first inning to Masataka Yoshida. So gave up a run, two hits, two walks, but looked pretty solid for the most part. So Bryce Elder, no, it must have felt nice for him to have a good outing, and hopefully he can get back into a rhythm as we continue to see who is going to be that fifth starter for the Atlanta Braves when opening day comes along. But just wanted to give you that quick Braves update. Also, Ron Acuña Jr. took some BP yesterday on the field and was working out with the other guys who didn't end up going to Fort Myers for the game yesterday as well. So, quick Braves update there for you. But, yeah, we can talk about whatever you want. And, matter of fact, let's go ahead and get into it right now. Let's do some Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. Again, 404-726-0929 is the number. Go ahead and call up now and we'll get you in here and we'll chop it up about whatever you want to chop it up about. Let's head out to Ellenwood first and foremost. Let's talk to my guy, Derek. Derek, what's going on, baby? How you doing this morning, brother, man?
I'm doing great, Dylan. Two quick points.
Yes, sir.
One, you done sent me the information that you needed because you would have blew up on career day at West Georgia on Monday.
I forgot to tell you I was going out there. That's my bad, Derek.
Okay. Well, two is I'm so excited because the Falcons this time next week will flip their hand. We either sign somebody or we're going to see what we got in the draft.
I think you're right, Derek. I think you're right, man. And I appreciate the phone call as always, brother, man. But, yeah, I think some cards will be shown next week because the Falcons – I don't think if they are going to sign somebody, I don't think it'll take too entirely long, but we'll see. But I do think some questions will get answered next week because even if the Falcons themselves don't do anything, we might see Baker Mayfield re-sign to Tampa or go somewhere else. We might see Kirk Cousins re-sign with the Vikings or go somewhere else. And even if those places aren't the Falcons, we'll know, okay, well, Baker Mayfield's off the table. We'll know Kirk Cousins is off the table. Or if Justin Fields gets traded, we'll know he's off the table. So I think some cards will definitely be shown, and the Falcons' options will either start to be limited or they'll make their pick on what they're going to do. Or if, you know, everybody gets scooped up, then obviously we'll know the Falcons are going to draft a quarterback. Then it'll be a question of are they going to trade up in the draft or not, or if they're going to stay at 8, and that might not happen until draft night. So we'll see, but good points made there by Derek. But yeah, I was at West Georgia's Media Day giving back to the youth on Wednesday. That's why I was not in on Wednesday. That's why I didn't do my show on Wednesday, if you heard radio replay. But it was a good time. Always love going back to West Georgia. Obviously, alumni there, or I'm an alum of West Georgia, and love giving back to the youth and doing what I can to just shed some light on the media industry, try and give them some game, try to help them make some connections one in myself, and then, you know, if I can give some connections to them other than myself, I try to do that same thing as well. So it's a great thing West Georgia does at Media Day, and they have a great just media program overall, mass communications program. So I was happy to go back and be with the youth and chop it up with them, and also see some former classmates and whatnot, some people I hung out there during my time at West Georgia. So it was fun stuff. But let's head out to Austell and let's talk to my guy Quincy. Quincy, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. So I wanted to talk about the Falcons. I want them to go ahead and make some moves early. Actually, okay. I think they should go for Russell Wilson.
Okay,
You shouldn't spend all your money in one place. So let's get the bargain guy, get him for cheap this year. Let's see what he could do. Let Russell cook and get some other positions filled. We can get another receiver. I heard, you know, the Chiefs corner still out there. Let's talk to him on day one.
Yeah.
Soon as the legal tempering thing going through, we still need pass rush. So let's do that. Number 8 pick in the draft.
I'm with it.
Let's address the quarterback, get another receiver, maybe corner, and, you know, see where we go from there.
I'm with it, Quincy. I'm with it. I like it. Hey, Quincy's not wrong either. Quincy makes a very good point. Russell Wilson, he's probably the most cheap option, and you get the best of both worlds with Russell Wilson. A guy that can help you win now. He's probably not going to break the bank. So, as Quincy was talking about, you can go get another wide receiver in free agency if that's how you want to go get one. You probably draft one as well, too, anyways, but you're going to get one in free agency. Then you could use that number 8 overall pick on a Dallas Turner or a Jared Verse or whoever. So I'm with Quincy. Russell Wilson, again, best of both worlds, going to be cheap, but also help you win now as well. All right, let's get our last word in from Joey, who's calling from Lulu. I don't know if that's Lululemon or, you know, I don't think Lululemon's open this early. Joey, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Dylan?
I'm doing good, brother. What's on your mind?
Man, I wanted to talk about the Hawks. I wanted to say that Clint Capela, to me, I don't like to blame this on one person, mm-hmm. but I think Clint Capela is the biggest problem with the Hawks.
Yeah, he hasn't been good. He hasn't been good. I think this is definitely, like, more than anything, this is definitely got to be Clint Capela's last season with the Hawks. I mean, it was great what he did when he came here. He came here, obviously, on the start of the back nine of his career, but, yeah, them back nine holes is almost done. Clint Capela, like, on his last hole. So, again, it's no shade, just truth. Clint Capela was great in 2021, and he was great since he got here. But, yeah, it's time for us to move on from Clint Capela. So I do not expect him to be back next season. But appreciate all the phone calls. Appreciate Derek. Appreciate Quincy. Appreciate Joey. Appreciate you for tuning in. When we come back, we'll wrap up this week on the Hometown Take, and we'll see what's popping with the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson will join me in the Kia Studios next. We'll wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.